You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon here on Radio Maria Canada. This month of May, my friends, I wanted to spend time honoring our Blessed Mother, Mother Mary. And I think you're really going to enjoy the variety of broadcast in terms of having time with our Blessed Mother. I think you're going to enjoy the broadcast that I've set up for you this month. So I hope you enjoy them, and I hope you feel inspired. So without any other thing to say, I would like to begin our broadcast with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, this is for all of us who are mothers, grandmothers, a mother figure in maybe someone's life. Or maybe you've become a mother figure, or you have a mother figure, or maybe your mom has passed on and is in heaven. Brothers and sisters, this is a broadcast for everyone. One of the things that I know our Catholic Church devotes the entire month to our Blessed Mother. I know for myself, when I became a mother, I realized life wasn't all about me, right? It's not all about me. And that was a lesson I had to learn over and over again. And, you know, there's a battle that rages in your heart from the moment you wake up to someone's early morning cries until the final stretch of bedtime chaos. And you would always do your best to find moments of respite, you know, away from the chaos, and having time to pray or having a cup of coffee that wasn't cold, right? I drank many a coffee that was cold. I never got to my coffee half the time. But in short, I realized that my days aren't my own, and my time now belong to others. In giving life, I have given my own life away. Mary, our Blessed Mother, had a radically different experience of motherhood from the rest of us, at least on the surface. Only one baby. And what an exemplar model at that. A saintly husband who silently supported her decisions. She was perfect after all. A child who never so much as rolled his eyes at her in sass. And God's assurance that her domestic toils would merit an unfathomable heavenly reward. Mary didn't have to worry, am I doing this right? Or will I mess him up? And I bet she never felt like fleeing the house at Nazareth when Joseph came back from the wood shop at night. And yet, I look at Mary's history altering fiat at the Annunciation, and I see that her surrender was not death by a thousand diapers. Her consent to surrender immediate, it was immense, and it was ongoing. That fervent and fruitful yes, at the very onset of her motherhood, would encompass the remainder of her life on earth and chart the course for her role in eternity. And in her surrender, she opened up the course of human events to a divine interruption such as the universe had never seen. Mary's heart was sufficiently open to receive the full power of the Holy Spirit's love, a force so powerful that from her virgin womb, God, the child, would come forth 9 months later. That's the kind of love the world's greatest mom is made of. And her life with Jesus, however steeped in divinity, was not without heartache and toil. I think of the anxiety of the 3 days she and Joseph searched for tween Jesus, having lost sight of him on a family road trip to Jerusalem, of the radical trust and courage it took to launch him into his ministry at Cana, knowing full well the road to Jerusalem would dead end at Calvary. And of course, it is impossible to think of Mary without calling to mind an image of Michelangelo's Pietà, a crushed and grieving mother holding the battered, lifeless body of her beloved son. In short, Mary saw it all, and that makes her the perfect model for us all. No matter how few or how numerous our children, and no matter how great or how hidden our crosses, this Mother's Day, this month of May, let's ask Mary to show us the radical power of surrender and the beauty of a heart fully available to live one's vocation. Brothers and sisters, regardless of what kind of a mother you have and you've had, she needs your prayers. I speak and I have written a lot about mothers with a local newspaper that I write for each month. And I speak about Mother's Day. And I don't speak about Mother Mary in the newspaper, but in my broadcasts, I speak about our Blessed Mother, and I never seem to get enough of speaking about her and writing about her. Just as often as I cover the subject in my work, I've often heard a wide variety of responses from women and for men whose moms have struggled with motherhood. And some folks have come to tell me that their moms had neglected or abused them, and it truly breaks my heart. They'll say, "You didn't have a mother like mine." And listening to me speak about motherhood brings up bad memories for some people, even when the mother I'm speaking about is the mother of God. Well, these kind of wounds run very deep, and it can be a very sensitive subject with a very, you know, negative trigger. These are the people on my mind and heart as I speak to you today. For many, the approach of Mother's Day is like approaching a storm, bringing with it darkness and turmoil and churning of bitterness and resentment. But there's a way to change the winds, and it's both a simple and complex process at the same time. Pray for your mom this Mother's Day. For those of us who have had or still do have great moms, this is easy. For those of us who have had or do have struggling moms, it can be extremely difficult, seemingly impossible, yet it's essential. If your mother has done wonderful things, pray in thanksgiving for those wonderful things and ask God's grace and blessings for her to continue. Place all her needs and petitions before the Lord, entrusting her to Him and His mother. If your mother has done hurtful things, pray in thanksgiving that she at least gave you like and ask God's grace and blessings for her to mend her ways. Place all her needs and petitions before the Lord, entrusting her to Him and His mother. Then ask God's grace and blessings upon yourself to forgive and heal from the past and strengthen and charity for the future. Perhaps you're about to say to me, well, that's easy for you to say, but you got to hear me out. If you can't pray directly for your mom, then I urge you and encourage you, then turn to our Blessed Mother. Ask her to intercede for you, to have the desire to pray for your mom. It's a kind of like buying a new pair of shoes to help motivate yourself to get out there and start making daily runs. Simply having the shoes help you envision yourself running and gets you pumped up to do it. If you find yourself unable to sincerely pray for your mom, then ask for the grace to want to pray for her. Sooner or later, you'll find that actually you are able and want, and you will be able to pray for her. Perhaps you're about to say, well, again, that's easy for you to say. Lots of people have difficulty with that Mary thing, if they tell me. If you haven't had a good relationship with your natural mom, it can be truly tough to have any relationship at all with your spiritual mom, Mary. And if this is the case, well, you need to talk to Mary, our Blessed Mother, even if it makes you uneasy or even it makes you feel foolish. And I'm reaching out to people who are, you know, not as devoted, are not following our Blessed Mother as closely, and wondering, why do people follow her? What's the benefit in that? Ask her, my friends, ask her to reveal herself to you as a mother, your mother. Ask her to give you the grace to want to get to know her and to want to have a relationship with her. And you know what? She'll take it from there, I promise you. Regardless of the kind of mother you have, she needs your prayers. All mothers need the prayers of their children. All those advertisings urging us to honor our moms with flowers and chocolate and gifts and a day off or a dinner out, well, that's all well and good, but do something like that for your mom if you feel called to do so. But the simple and greatest way to honor your mother is by praying for her. So please pray for your mom on Mother's Day. And if you need help, then go through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So my friends, I know that this beautiful month of May, we are spending time through the Catholic tradition of honoring our Blessed Mother, our month of May to our Blessed Mother. Chosen by God above all other women, Mary's faith and obedience paved the way for the Incarnation. Her example teaches us faith. Her example teaches us obedience. Her example teaches us humility, and most of all, how to love. So, brothers and sisters, this month, sometime, we are going to have three special guests with us, and I'm giving you a heads up. And if you've ever heard of a beautiful faith group called the Legion of Mary, absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful organization through our church called the Legion of Mary. And I became a new legionnaire. I'm a newbie. And I'm so excited. It's so beautiful. Frank Duff was the founder of the Legion of Mary. And we're going to have three special guests who are involved with the Legion of Mary, and one will be a testimony of the impact of what the Legion of Mary has done for her in her life. And I love testimonies. I love testimonies and hearing people's stories and how our Blessed Mother interceded for her or him in their lives and how things changed and how deeply we've grown closer to our mother. If you haven't before, my friends, this is the perfect month to do so. Check her out. Pray the rosary. Buy an icon or a picture of our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother at Fatima, or Our Lady of Lourdes. There's so many. Our Lady of Guadalupe, you know. And put it up. Put a beautiful picture. Put a little candle beside it. Buy yourself a beautiful rosary. Have it blessed. And have all your icons blessed, by the way, before you hang them up, by your parish priest. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, your life changes through our Blessed Mother. Your life will be different. And you will see that no matter what you are going through, no matter what life may look like right now for you, and you say, well, you know, I'm telling you that she is there for us every step of the way. She has never let me down. And I know that you would be so encouraged by, your life will change. I'm just saying your life will dramatically change, and people will notice that. And you may not notice it after a while, but people on the outside looking in will see a difference in you, a beautiful difference in you. They're going to say, you've changed. You know, you used to be more, you know, oh, you're more agitated, you're more impulsive, you were more angry, you were more, you know, whatever, critical. There is a change. At the foot of the cross, her heart broke for Jesus. And yet she accepted God's will, not only for her son, but for herself in her new role as mother to us all. So as we honor our earthly mothers this month, let's honor our Heavenly Mother as well. And those devoted to her, they're always 100% always led to her son. For her wise counsel tells us, do whatever he tells you. She said yes, brothers and sisters. She said yes at the very beginning. Pope Pius XI to the Legion of Mary, September 16, 1933. It's come from the church. We give, and I'm quoting, we give a very special blessing to this beautiful and holy work, the Legion of Mary. Its name speaks for itself. The image of Mary Immaculate on its standard portrays high and holy things. The Blessed Virgin is Mother of the Redeemer and of us all. She cooperates in our redemption, for it was under the cross that she became our mother. As we celebrate our beautiful universal maternity of Mary, we pray that you may exercise still more earnestly that apostolate of prayer and work to which you have set your hands. God will make you cooperators in the redemption, and this is the best of all ways in which to show your gratitude to the Redeemer. Absolutely beautiful, brothers and sisters. You cannot go wrong when you spend more time with our Blessed Mother. I tell you, everyone, like everyone else, go through so many struggles in life. But, you know, one of the things I want you to remember is this word called trust. Your children, if you're a mother and you're walking with your little child, your toddler or whatever, and you're holding their hand and you're about to cross the street and it might be a busy street, your child looks at you with complete trust, no fear whatsoever, because he knows I'm holding mommy's hand. And mommy's taking care of me. He knows that if he cries or whines or whatever, whether it's an infant or a toddler or whatever child, they know that they will be taken care of. Their needs will be met, and over and abundant needs will be met. That is exactly how it is to be in a relationship with our Blessed Mother, who holds your hand through the most difficult times in your life, who holds your hand reassuring you, who holds your hand to give you comfort, to give you peace, to tell you, hey, you're not in this alone. I'm right here with you. You don't have to worry. I've got this. My son and I, we've got this. Saint Joseph, we've all got this. The Triduum has you in their hands, brothers and sisters. You don't have to worry to go through life on this earth and with all the evil and negative things that bombard us, whether it's internet, cell phone, TV, radio, paper, doesn't matter. Focus on our Blessed Mother. And I will tell you, the joy and the peace and the comfort that you will feel is I can't put into words. I cannot tell you I think you can hear it in my voice, but the love that you will experience, the joy of knowing your Blessed Mother is watching out for you. She's got you. You don't have to fear anything anymore. The evil one will put doubt in your mind. He'll make you question everything. He'll give you all these questions, but what about this and what about that? That's evilness. That's not coming from our Blessed Mother. That's not coming from the Holy Spirit. Only good comes from God. And when you realize that, and when you hold on to that, you, brothers and sisters, we may fall at times, but we're going to get up again because we'll have the strength of Jesus. And we get that strength through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother said yes as a young girl when she was facing the Archangel Gabriel. There he was. And he's telling her, you know what? You're going to be with a child, a single girl in a very small village where people all know you. She didn't panic and say, what? What are you talking about? That's crazy. No way. I can't do that. Can you imagine what would happen? No. A complete trust in God she had. A complete trust, that trust said yes. Yes to the Archangel Gabriel. Yes. Whatever be done to me, that's fine. She says yes. Brothers and sisters, the moment we let go and we say yes to our Blessed Mother, yes to Jesus, yes to our faith, yes to be strong and convicted in our walk with our Lord, you will not fail. You can ask our Blessed Mother for every little thing, everything. Bring it to her. Ask her to intercede, and she will fill your heart like nothing else, like nothing else. Saint Faustina was always in conversation with Jesus, And hence we got the Divine Mercy. The beautiful picture of Jesus radiating. And what does it say on that beautiful picture? Jesus, I trust in you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. 5 words that are the biggest words in your life. Jesus, I trust in you. Oh my goodness, if you can let go and say that with your whole heart and trust him, no matter what is facing you, you have nothing to fear. Our Blessed Mother is here for us every single moment of the day, every day. She won't let you down. She will not let you down. She loves us so much. And she just wants us to open the door of our heart, open it up, and freely give it to her. That's what she's wanting. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing more beautiful than our Blessed Mother, right? So why should we be praying to our Blessed Mother, right? Why, brothers and sisters, right? She was highly favored by God, and yet she was an ordinary Jewish girl raised in the town of Nazareth, and the most extraordinary thing about her life was that she was chosen. She was chosen to conceive the Messiah by the power of the Holy Spirit, and Mary remained a virgin until after Jesus' birth. And although this is difficult for some people to believe, it's an important element of the Christian Catholic life. After all, this miraculous event fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies, prophecies that were written hundreds of years before Jesus was born. So how was Mary a virgin? And why is it so important to the Christian faith, right? There's much debate over the validity of Mary's virginity, and some people have even denied it that it was even possible, right? But Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph. Atheists who deny the deity of Jesus often view the account of the virgin birth nothing but a superstitious story, right? But, brothers and sisters, the Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And of course, her response, completely surprised, even frightened by the angel's visit. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And as the angel revealed to her that she would conceive and bring forth a son, and call his name would be called Jesus. Even with all that, she didn't question. She said, yes. Yes. Brothers and sisters, let's say yes. Let's say yes together. So, my friends, this beautiful month of Mary, please, brothers and sisters, she will intercede for you. Every word that you say and ask for, you can submit a prayer request to her anytime. She is there for you. She will bless you and keep you and comfort you and guide you. She is there every step of the way. So, brothers and sisters, have a blessed month, and see you every week that we bring honor to our Blessed Mother. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon here on The Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Bye for now. I've got no